warmest day we've had in a while. It is up to about 40 degrees, maybe. Oh. Ooh.
We got our swimsuits on.
Got our swimsuits on. Sun is shining.
A beautiful night.
It is a beautiful night.
Normally it'd be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm really debating if I, since I took Sunshine last week into the doctor, I'm debating if I need to take both boys in tomorrow morning, because even Jay is saying that his, like, he feels like he did when he had pneumonia. And Noble's obviously not feeling well, but his throat, remember last year when he had strep, that's what he sounded like?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I guess you don't have much choice.
Do you think I should take both boys into the walk-in clinic?
I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about N, because he doesn't usually, like, he gets fevers, but he doesn't usually...
He doesn't even have a fever right now. He's just acting like he's not eating. And
he says his throat really hurts.
Yeah.
It might be strep or something. I don't know.
Well, they said it's going around, so I'm thinking...
I cannot get sick.
Me neither.
For
if
all
I'm
travel.
Sick, I'm really... in trouble, because I'm the one that has to take care of everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you don't take care of everybody. I do.
Yeah, but I take care of everybody. And I have to be healthy to do that.
Well, I take care of everybody, too.
Yeah.
You guys depend a lot on me.
Sure, but you could do that, most of it, in, like, slippers and a robe and, like, a pink nose and a box of, like, tissues in your pocket. It wouldn't be fun. You'd be miserable.
Why?
But you could do it.
Don't we disactivate me and let me work then?
Because then who's going to do that other stuff?
I know, but you always put the value, like, I feel like you don't put value in what I do. Like, you always make comments.
I absolutely put value in it, but even, you can do it from here. Even if you're not feeling good, you can still get it done. Whereas, you know.
But what if I want to do more than what I do? I'm just asking.
Then I got to do less. Do you want me to do less?
No, why can't we do both? They're a power couple.
Yeah, and they don't have kids.
That's not true. There's power couples with kids.
Like who?
People that we want to be, or some people we want to be, they work together and they have three kids.
Yeah. I don't think it's quite the way you picture it, though.
Can you stop doing that?
No, I'm trying to get some of the water out of here. This thing is full. It needs to be treated, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Well, I'm just hoping that the meeting Friday goes well and leads toward you getting your wish.
What's
as far as
the meeting
church.
Friday? Oh, I'm not gonna hold anything in that stock in that, because they've only come 2 weeks, and we've had other people tell us that they were gonna help us. And they aren't there anymore already.
Okay, but can you keep an open mind?
Yeah, hey, if
because this isn't anything that, like, I thought up or asked for, but it's something I've been...
Okay. If you think that, then awesome.
I mean, it's something that you've been asking for, that I've been asking for, and it came out of nowhere, and it seems... like it could be the thing we've been sort of praying for. So keep an open mind, please, and let's just see what happens.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's awesome. Be great. I still think you should be getting help from the big place.
Well, and I'm still going to ask them, because it's going
to require
some money. I mean,
technically, don't they have to approve of it? I mean...
I guess if it was some sort of an official hire with a salary.
Okay.
But, and I think it should be, you know, what we've been asking them for, it's not that they've been against, they just, I don't know, they haven't come up with, like, a good way to do it. So maybe they'd be willing to support financially, you know, somebody here who could do it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm optimistic. I want to feel better about all that, knowing that that stuff is getting done and that good people are working on it, so that I can focus on real estate. Because, you know, I've had a good start to the year, but I cannot afford to like rest, especially since I'm gonna take 2 weeks off basically. I gotta hit the ground running when I get back. And because I want to have a record year.
Yep, I want you to have a record year too, and I want to help you with that. And we also have a whole nother mouth that we're feeding.
Right.
And I still haven't got my check for last month.
Yeah, now it's already. Yeah, what's the date today? 12th?
And I haven't got it.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one due. So what is that now? 2. All right. Sorry, we got cut off. It was very riveting audio, but it was the first time we've actually been interrupted.
Mm-hmm. It was the 19th last month, so we still have a few days. But I do need to turn in. I got to do that tomorrow. I actually have a lot to do tomorrow, even if little guy's homesick, because I have not gotten my stuff done at the office at all yet, because kids were home for the 23rd snow day yesterday. And when you have kids, it's not always, you can't be focused.
Yeah.
And then today I volunteered all day. I did something giving back to our community, which I like to do, but I wasn't able to do the stuff at the office. But now we have a child who's not feeling well. So what happens when you have 3 kids in your home? It seems like somebody's always got something, right? Like last week, one of them was sick. I'd take her to the doctor.
It's not sick or hurt. It's something else. It's right. Emotional.
Emotional. So I'm basically disciplinary. A nurse / school counselor / everything.
So do you have the contact info for that new little girl who's in charge of our...
Yeah, I met her. I saw her yesterday.
Do you have her contact info?
Yeah, and I talked to her yesterday.
Why don't you email her and just ask her to do a thorough accounting of our case? Because we have lost track. But we know that they've not been up to date with us.
She did not even know.
I know. And that's why I think if you ask her to just provide us with a thorough accounting.
Okay.
That will give her something she can actually do.
I will. Just so you know, we're only behind that I know 1 month now.
But I think now we're 2.
Okay. Well.
I think we're 2, but that's why they need to check.
Because
I don't want to, like, I don't want to have to be, like mad that I'm being mistreated or whatever. If everything's kosher, they get up to date and everything's good and everything's going to be consistent from here on out, good. That's one less thing I have to be a little annoyed about.
Right.
But if they are back, if they are behind, or if, are we supposed to have turned in... Are we supposed to be turning in receipts for clothing and different things?
No, that is... I already know that. No, that is added into the daily allotment. Her food and her clothing is added into the daily allotment. I mean, you don't go into this making money. Right. How people make money doesn't make sense.
Well, they have a lot of kids in the house. The more kids you have...
Right, and this is the only girl we have.
Yeah.
And the only 16-year-old girl we have. So
no, I know it. I want to make sure that we're not being taken advantage of.
I don't think we are. I'm actually trying to get it where they're less involved. You know, I really want guardianship of her, which I'll still get a stipend for what I'm getting. But they, instead of coming every single month like they have to our house, they only are required once a year. Mm. Which would mean if we get guardianship by the time she's 17, when they're... I'm just saying... Like, that's sort of what I really do hope. Because, so, like, when we want to go out of town. So, this summer, we decide we want to take the kids to Wrigley Field. Because last year we did that, but we literally thought of it a week before we went. I'm not going to have to go through what I did to take this kid out of the state. We can literally just go. Do you know what I mean? Without having to ask anybody. I do know that I'm finally, after 10 months this... 10 months and a couple days she's been in my life, I will have a medical card. Good. So we're making progress as far as that goes. I did get an email today from the tennis coach interested in her playing, but that's not happening for a few reasons. A, we're just starting where she's got a little part-time gig helping with gymnastics. That adds to my plate, but also her grades aren't that great, and I don't need her adding more to her plate and to mine, because two of the practices a week are from 6 to 7 in the morning, which means I'm just being real, I ain't dropping her off at 6 o'clock in the morning and then leaving her there till 4 in the afternoon. And not only that, that's just two of the practices. The rest of the practices are like ones from 6:30 to 8 at night, another one's from like 3 to 5:30, and it's like, no, she's got, you know what I mean? So I'm not even letting her, I just said no. Plus, I don't think, she can't keep her grades up anyway to do it. So, anyway, I dealt with that today, and then, I got two kids that aren't feeling well, but the good news is that we are going away to our favorite city in the whole world in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
Yep.
Are you excited?
Very excited about that.
We're actually road tripping it, which we do not like to do. And we don't like to do it with our kids. But because we're choosing. If it was just me and you going, we'd just buy plane tickets. But all five of us are going. And it's going to be, I think, an adventure. I'm really hoping that we're going to have a great time. It's our favorite city. And I think the kids are going to love it. And, yeah, we're going to make some good memories, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a very good trip. I think we made some good decisions about how to get there, where we're staying. I think it'll be a memorable trip.
I think it's going to be family bonding. We're going to get out of here. That's probably the most important thing for me, is to just get out of where we're at,
because
it's been so cold.
Yeah, we'll see if the financial district is as relaxed as the Lower East Side, though.
Probably not. Couldn't find anything,
but that's
for
all right.
The five of us.
Yeah, that's all right. We're going
to
have a great
time.
This
is more of a kid-friendly trip than I would say in the past. We went to a comedy club last night. It was not kid-friendly by any means.
It's not for them.
I get that's what I'm saying. So I think us staying in that district, I think, is a good thing.
Maybe. I don't know if there's a ton of kid stuff, but we'll take them to the World Trade Center, the 9/11 Museum, the One World Trade Center.
Hopefully
we'll take
to a play.
Probably take them to a Broadway show. Take them to do a little shopping.
Museum.
Take them to the Brooklyn Bridge. Get some good food. I want to try out Joe's of Greenwich Village, their pizza.
Okay. I just really want to just spend time with them in my favorite place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
I think it's good, too,
Natural
for
History
your,
Museum.
I think it's good for our kids to see other people, too, because where we live, it's so...
Yeah, it's not very diverse.
Everybody's the same.
And we live in a college town. But we still don't end up interacting with a lot of the international students. They kind of stick to campus, stick to themselves.
Right, and so I think it's
but New York
really
is truly,
important
yeah.
for our kids to, like, see that, wow, like, there's other people. Other languages. You never know when you talk to somebody if they're going to speak English or not.
I mean, there are literally... over 100 other countries represented there.
160 is what the bus tour dude said last time we were there.
Yeah.
And,
so there's a lot of languages, a lot of different lifestyles too, from homeless.
We've got to show the kids the Ghostbusters.
Oh, Hook and Ladder, 69 or whatever it's called.
Our older son will get the greatest kick out of that. That's right, Chinatown.
That's kind
of
underwhelming, but sure.
I still love it, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was under construction when we were there, but
last
still,
time.
It was like, yeah, okay, that's it. And that was it. There wasn't really, you know what I mean? It didn't really, I don't know. We walked a long way to get there, and then we got there, and I'm just like, yeah, all right, let's call an Uber.
That's really funny that that's how you felt, because I was excited.
Yeah, I.
That's how we're so
different. I was a little bit let down by it.
We're so different, though. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I'm glad we win. I'm glad we saw it.
Certain things that make you excited don't make me excited at all. And then things like that, like, I'm like, this is super cool. Like, I mean, it's still a top memory of mine.
Yep. For me, a lot of the stuff we ended up doing that day and that trip were awesome. That was just okay. It was just all right.
Well, either way, we're going to take our kids to New York. We're going to have a great time. I'm excited. Well, Chris is making me drive half the way, at least. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I can tell you're done.
Yeah, I want to get out.
How many minutes was this?
Probably 20.
Doubt it.
That's it for tonight, though. I'm done.
What is it, 14?